Just a couple announcements to share with you guys this morning. Number one, our night of prayer meeting is going to be continuing. We are kind of talking about what it will look like when we come back for live prayer meeting. That is something that is in the works. But for right now, as we're still kind of seeing the impact of how reopening is going across our country, we're going to continue to do night of prayer in our own homes. So again, on Wednesday morning, we're going to email out to everybody who is on our email list. If for some reason you haven't been getting the emails, please let me know. Give me your email. If you haven't been receiving the email prayer list, we'll put you right on the prayer list. That's going to be each Wednesday night. We're just asking people to pray. If you have updates or additions to the prayer list, sometimes I try to leave them up there for a couple weeks at a time, and I try and call and get updates where I can, but sometimes prayer requests come in. I don't always know exactly who put them in. So if you have updates to the prayer list, call or email the office, and we want to keep the prayer list as updated as possible, so we're praying with knowledge for those things. Each and every Wednesday, now I know this Wednesday was a little bit of an anomaly, but we've been doing a Wednesday Bible study that's been on the website. I've been working our way through the book of 1 Peter. We did Titus a month or so ago, but now we're doing 1 Peter. I believe we're in 1 Peter chapter 3. I took a break this week because we were doing our youth mission trip, but it will be back up there this Wednesday. We'll finish up the book of Peter, and then, hey, after that, I was planning to kind of do these Bible studies at the very least through the summer. I've got a lot of feedback on them. People seem to really enjoy them. So if you have a book of the Bible that you're interested in studying, I can't get to them all, but I'd be glad to take some time and break down a book of the Bible. I really enjoy doing it. It's fun for me. Because I'm weird, but anyway, I really enjoyed doing it. So all that is on the web, on our website, firstbaptistcourthouse.org. On top of the Bible study, we also have Ingrid's Ministry of Music. We have all the information of events and activities that are coming up. We've really been working hard, especially during this time, to have a place where you can go and all the church information is there. The signups for Sunday service are there. Everything is there at the website, including the Bible study. Well, as I already mentioned, this last week we spent the week doing Reach in our hometown. At the beginning, before all this, we were going to go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and work in the community with Reach work camps. But Reach not only had to cancel the Gettysburg trip, they had to literally cancel all of their trips because of this pandemic. So we, with the help of Reach, we did Reach in our hometown. And let me just say, there were a lot of obstacles to doing this. First and foremost, we didn't know until about 3 weeks before the missions trip that we could actually do the missions trip. The numbers, both the indoor and the outdoor numbers, a month ago, wouldn't have let us do this trip, but they changed, and when they did, it gave us the opportunity to go and to really do this. And you guys understand this pretty well. Everything, even the simplest tasks, are really, really hard right now. Going to the store is hard. Getting anything done is hard. So getting 12 kids and adults to a number of different locations and doing that all while we're social distancing and trying to adhere to all the recommendations from our state and federal government, it was hard. But as I mentioned, as we said to the kids on Friday night, sometimes doing hard things leads to beautiful results. And what I would tell you is we had 12 young people that participated in the missions trip, we spent 2 days at Cape Christian Academy doing work there, and we went to two other homes that were in our community and spent time working there. And it took them a day or so to get their legs under them, But once, remember, they haven't been, our kids haven't been doing a ton either. But once they got going, they did an incredible amount of work in just a couple days. At Cape Christian Academy, we put a new roof on one of their sheds. We cut back their tree line. We fixed up parts of their playground. And at the other houses that we did a yard work. We did planting. We did painting and power washing and a whole bunch of other things. They worked incredibly hard, and I think we have some parents of kids who went on the missions. They were pretty tired at night. Were they cranky? Yeah, they were cranky with us sometimes. That was an emphatic yes. Yeah, they were a little tired. They were a little cranky. But they, from Monday through Friday, they worked very hard and did some really wonderful work for the kingdom of God. On top of the working, and they did do a little bit of work. We did have some fun with them as well. We had a movie night. We played some bingo. We on Wednesday, we took a half day to give them a little bit of break. We went to a lake, and they got to a private lake where they got to hang out and swim and just kind of relax a little bit. And then each evening, we connected with Reach. Reach's headquarters is out in Colorado, but they live streamed all the evening stuff that if we had gone to Gettysburg or to a Reach camp, they would have a huge program at night. So they live streamed the program. So the kids still got to connect with the people at Reach. We spent a lot of time in God's Word, a lot of time praying for each other. So hopefully we weren't just working on houses, we were working on each other, helping us to draw closer to Jesus Christ. So first of all, I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. There were many people who brought dinners at night. We ate like crazy. There was no lack of food. Haley, there was a lot of food, right? There's a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of food. Anyway, the people who gave, people who prayed for us, we really want to thank you. Next week, we took a lot of pictures. So if you don't mind, next week we'll probably have a slideshow or two to share with you guys so you can get a glimpse of some of the work that the kids did. It was hard, and it was there were many, many obstacles. But it was a really wonderful trip, and I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to do it. So thank you again for all your prayers and all your support to pull this off. All right, I think we got some praise and worship to do, so let's get to that. Thank you.